Blog Talk Radio.
Nominee Diane. Diane, are you out there? Hello, Diane. Diane, are you out there?
For some reason, you can't hear me.
Okay, can I hear you now? Are you out there?
I'm here. Are you there?
I'm here. Hey, hello. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Right on. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm hanging in there, sweetie. We're back again listening to Freshly Squeezed Lemonade, a brand new favorite of mine. Of course, you know my personal favorite to this day is Higher Than High. How's life out there in New Mexico?
Oh, it's been hotter than hot, I tell you what. But we're hanging in there. Lots of lemonade works.
Wonderful. Tell me. So what's going on out there? What projects do you have cooking? We got a lot to discuss about your artwork. I want to talk about Jimi Hendrix. I'll let you shoot from the hip.
Well, yeah, let's shoot from the hip. Right now, I am working on another project, but it won't be out for some time. It'll be a little different, a little bit of the same and a little bit different. As far as my artwork, I'm continuing to work on that. I find it's hard, you know, marketing. I've been working with Jacqueline Jacks a little bit. In fact, I got an interview coming up with her on Sunday. And it'll be a video conference interview Sunday evening. And we're going to touch on a lot of things. You know, as you know, I'm an animator and a graphic artist.
Right.
As well.
Right.
So,
So I've seen some of your videos. Let's talk about your animation. I believe you have an animated video to the song we just heard, Lemonade Freshly Squeezed. What is your inspiration behind the animation process? And how difficult is it for an artist to put that vision to their own artistry in the capacity that you're doing it?
You know, it's really time, Eugene. It takes so much time to animate, and it's quite intensive on the computer. I could create like 2 seconds or a second of animation, and I'll go to bed, and it'll render all night, and that computer will be smoking. So some of the videos out there, they took 3 to 6 months to create, because plus I had to do it around everything else I was doing, too.
Exactly.
So it's quite a bit. I'd really like to do another one. I miss it. In fact, I'm in the middle of rebuilding my computer to make it bigger, better. there is some good software, better software out there. You know, in the old days, actually, when Maya 6 came out and 3ds Max, basically you had, if you had one arm movement, and it would take, you know, every single shot, and depending on the speed you want it, you know, you'd have to have a shot, a screen, an image
mm-hmm.
for it. But now they do have some software out there that basically will do those kind of, you know, movements for you, and it'll create that segment. But then you have to think about, you've got, it's everything like Summer Moon is really 3D. The background is operating separately from the characters. You have to have there's layers then. So you're not just creating one layer, you're creating many, and then you overlay them. Like in Summer Moon, I don't know if you've seen that one where the flowers come up.
I have. That's very, very nice. I could imagine. Wow. I mean, how many months did it take you to do that video?
That was 3D, so that took almost 8 months to do.
Incredible.
It's a labor of love, too, because you really got to have a vision. And you pick a song, you have to really be into the song to make sure you can stay inspired. The first thing I do, of course, and writing the lyrics really helps, because I already visualized the story, but doing a storyboard comes first.
So your lyrics are guiding, so you're saying your lyrics are guiding you very easily and viscerally through the storyboard.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
I would love to be able to do more animations, but you know, I have to pick and choose my time. What else has been going on? Of course, I think you heard already. Last year, I signed with Warner Chappell as a distribution deal. It's international.
Congratulations! Wow.
And
Diane is
you.
Super, super duper.
It is a way different kind of deal. It's not a record deal, okay? It's not a record deal. A lot of artists, you know, think that there's only one kind of way you can marriage with a company like that. But, you know, and with the changing times, they're looking for ways to make money, too. You know, the whole landscape changed when things went digital. So they're looking for other ways to. And so my contract really is based out of the South America office. And I got that because of Jan Cooper. Jan Cooper took my stuff over to the Meetum in France. There is another thing that's brewing right now. It deals with international again, and it's with another major label. And it's, let's put it this way, it's probably like over in Italy. So I don't know what the future is going to hold just yet. The dust hasn't settled on it yet.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations, Diana. And if anybody deserves it, it's definitely you. Let's talk a little bit more about the landscape that we're in, because, you know, I used to be with Island Def Jam, and and things have changed so much with, you know, the legal wrangling with Spotify and Tidal and all these other, you know, platforms. I mean, what is your position on because we're doing a little bit more live shows. So do you think artists need to do more live shows, or do you still think there is a livelihood in selling your music digitally?
I'm going to go back to old school and the way I was raised and trained by some great artists that I learned at the feet of. There's nothing out there that's going to make us the money that we used to, and that they made at a four walls, a live venue. And the merchandise is a secondary, kind of like bread and butter it was then. But now it is what's made it really hard to perform live and travel and touring. It's quite expensive. You know, I've known some bands that have done very well, sold out every seat in the hall, and sold lots of merchandise. And then they, at the end of the day, they look at what's left, and actually they had to dig in their pockets to tour, the gas, the hotel. So with that being said, I think a mix is really good. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do online. I think the in-home concerts, you know, the private parties is a really good way to go.
Tell me about that. Have you tried that?
Oh, yeah, I did. Now, I'm going to touch on mine because I'm trying to bring together my past resume and my present resume because I want to capture all my credits, Eugene. I had a band called Stiff Kitties that I created.
We're connected on Twitter. Go ahead.
And I did them for like Clear Channel and in some corporations as well as in home. And we would charge to do those parties and do a special performance and dress all up. And we actually made good money doing that. In fact, made more money than I ever did playing out at a club. Way more.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
It's a club. You're paying, at the end of the day, I paid the guy at the board. I paid all the band members. I paid for all the drinks. And then I went
So,
money has never been in the record before. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. And I think if everybody looks at their TuneCore account, they'll agree with me that the money is really made by the ones that house the music, not the ones putting it there.
I have to agree with you on that. I agree wholeheartedly. So hopefully maybe this new distribution deal will maybe, you know, set you on a wonderful new footing. Because I do know that the legal jargon and some of these distribution deals can really set an artist back if you don't know what to look for legally. Did you get that? Did you have a chance to look over
yeah,
the legal jargon?
Really nice. Eugene, there's a difference. Yes, there's a difference between here and overseas. But don't think it's the grass is greener on the other side. It's different.
Right.
You know what? And just because you're on the internet, lose the perception as an artist that everybody sees you. Not everybody sees you. I have seven other distribution contracts all over the world. I have one for all of Asia with a certain company. And they block our websites. They block, and we block theirs. You know, governments do that. And so they're really not. I can find my music online overseas now that I have this in place, but I can't even play my own song from here. I can see it, but it won't let me play it.
Different. Yeah. I can definitely empathize with you on that. When I did Springtime in China, I had the same deal with, with the distribution folks in Beijing. So I could definitely concur with you on that. But let's talk about Jimi Hendrix and your artwork. Of course, you know, I'm a huge fan of Jimi Hendrix. I know you are as well. I love what you're doing with your T-shirts and your artwork. Anything new cooking there?
Well, I mean, I'm just continuing to paint. One of the things is I have a friend of mine, and she's an art curator, among other things. And she's friends with Chris Winfield Galleries. And one of the things that I got back when, you know, as far as feedback from my artwork, because I sent them some of my stuff, was that I needed a way to brand myself. And that's one of the things I'm really learning with Jacqueline, is I needed to find an art that I would, because I was all over the map. I mean, I did watercolors and landscapes and portraits, and they were like, you got to pick a style, you know, a style that you can stay excited about, and then a style that your audience likes. And so I worked really hard at trying to find this particular groove. And so that took me about a year and a half too. And then just recently, of course, you've seen me releasing T-shirts, and they are starting to sell. It's a slow momentum, and part of it is, you know, getting involved with some of the other art associations, branding people, making connections, you know. And on that note, you know that I went to NAMM in Nashville. And one of the really cool things was we went to a booth that had been hungry for, and they were looking for a graphic artist to help them with acoustic panels for like studios. And Rudy, Rodolfo Lori, which comes with me, accompanies me to these events. He was, you know, tooting my horn, and I'm just standing there, and they were like, "She's an artist? Really?" They and you know,
right.
They did not realize that actually it was me that was standing right next to them that he was talking about until I introduced myself. And so they were like, "Wow, really cool." So, you know, a lot of it is making connections and reaching out. And so I really, you know, one of the things I will always say is that my art came first. Before I
really?
Left, long before I used to draw my dresser on the wall, which drove my mom crazy. I was just as hungry, I guess, when I turned four, I wanted to play an instrument. But if I was to fall back on anything that I love to do the most, is I love to do my art.
Really?
Love music,
right. So let me ask you more. Right, I'm so sorry. Repeat that again, please.
Oh, I do love my. I don't. If I had to pick, it seems like if I need to dial down, I will probably be pick sitting in front of an easel or grabbing a pencil and a sketch pad before I will pick up a guitar.
Wow. Let me ask you this. So you had mentioned something about branding. How difficult is it to find to brand yourself when you're ambidextrous and you have more than one talent? How
That's
difficult
really
is it to
question.
Do that?
That's a really good question. You know what? And it's been one that's been plaguing me for years. It's really hard. It is really hard because, I mean, the ideas to create, it's like the well never runs dry and they're popping in my head left and right. And it's difficult. One of the things that I did do is I did go to school. I do have a business degree. It helped this Gemini, which I am one, to build my reasoning skills and, you know, a little bit more common sense.
Gotcha.
I think I'm both right and left brain, if that's what they call it, you know. So I sharpen my other tools so I could. Every so often I have to stop and take a breath and sit down and revisit my plan.
Right. Well, what are the experts telling you? I mean, certainly, you know, when you're meeting with your art folks, are they saying that you need to take this path for your art, and then when you meet with your music folks, they're telling you to take this path with your music, and are they colliding or?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes colliding. That's one of the things recently I've really gone through a rethink when I ran into ADA Live Music. She does other things with other brands and stuff. And it really got me thinking that I needed, it'd been too long since I revisited my plan, and I needed to update it. You know, what we need to do is pay attention to what's going on. Although you don't want to go back and forth with every single fad, you know. You want to be
right.
You want to be unique. You want to be unique. But you also want to be where, just about where everybody is, you know, the general, one size fits all. So it has been difficult, though. That is something I struggle with every day, Eugene. It's not going, because I got the animation, I got the art, I got the music. There's so many things that I can do, but there's only so much time
right.
in a day and in your life. You have to pick what's most important.
Right, exactly. Right, right. So because I've seen your contest about your music, and I've seen that, you know, you're building your popularity. I think your brand with your music, what I've been noticing, seems to be starting to pick up at an alarming rate compared to where you are art-wise. Do you agree with that assessment, or am I off, or?
Oh, no, I think you're dead on. You know, and I think it's the nature of what's going on in the world today. You know, people mm-hmm. want to hear positive. They want to hear that things are going to work out. They want to know about love. You know, there's too much hate out there, as you all know.
Exactly.
I've hit a now groove, which is where I want to be too. Because, quite honestly, I had to start turning off some of that stuff, that negativity, get it out of my life. So I figured a
right.
lot of other people, same spot.
Exactly.
I agree with you. My music
exactly.
seems to be skyrocketing at this moment. I mean, it's growing at leaps and bounds, and it's becoming more difficult to keep up with, which is kind of cool. I have some really cool people around me, friends, supporters, super fans, if you will.
Yes, ma'am, you do. You do. How? Let me ask you, how important, because, you know, of course, we follow each other on Twitter, so I know you got your Diane fans, 1, 2, 3, you got teams everywhere. You've got your folks on Instagram, so I keep up with you. How important is it to have that support as it relates to you as an artist in the 21st century?
It's imperative. Because, you know, there's independent music is huge right now. And there's, like I said, the majors are struggling. But it's a full-time job managing the social networks plus then some.
Yes, ma'am.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of artists, if you're listening tonight and you are an artist, I want to tell you that, you know, something that somebody told me and one of my mentors is that a publicist is not necessarily what you need today. What you need is somebody to help you market and somebody to help you manage social media. And that's a whole different person because somebody that you can use on an as-needed basis to fit your budget instead of a publicist,
mm-hmm.
which is going to draw a income continually from you that you don't have money you don't have.
Right. Right, exactly.
And that's
right.
kind of the difference. Instead of seeking a publicist out, I need to find someone to help me with marketing.
And how did that, I'm going to presume that's working out pretty well for you? Since you've taken that approach?
So far it's working well. It's a nice supplement. It takes my efforts, my the people that are helping takes their efforts and carries it just that much further. Because, you know, it's all the distribution is about getting out there and finding more people, more fans, more potential to sell your product, right? More people to be able to have them dial into a show or come to a show, because radio promotion, marketing, this is a business, you know. At the bottom line, it's like if you want to open a store, you're going to have to advertise.
Right.
You're going to have to build the building. You're going to have to stock the shelves. You know, I meet a lot of artists that spent a lot of money in a studio, but they had not thought about what it's going to take to get it out there. And that's the biggest part of the business plan.
Exactly. Well, you know, I can't believe 30 minutes is almost up, Diane. So we're at a three-minute mark. So do you have any shout-outs that you want to shout-outs to any friends out there?
I sure do. Of course, Rodolfo Lori, for all that you're doing and heading up the social network team. Jacqueline Jacks, thanks for being part of the new plan. Thank you to Sarah Paz. For hosting my Diane's Fans music page. Thank you so much, Jan Cooper, for leading me overseas to another place. And Cosmo Ohms and Larry Weir. Yes, I got to remember Larry Weir, fabulous radio promoter. In fact, he's going to be on with me in a few hours. We're going to be having a show. I'm going to be co-hosting a show on KCEG Radio.
Wonderful. I gotcha. Gotcha. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm out of time now, right?
No. You get another shout out?
To all my friends and fans, I love you, every single one of you, dearly. And you know, from my heart to yours, I can't thank you enough for the support that you've given me. So.
Wonderful, that's Diane. It's as usual. It is always a pleasure.
Wait, one more.
One more. Go ahead.
One more. Thank you so much, Eugene, for having me on today. I have missed talking to you.
And likewise. And we love you, Diane, and we must keep up. And you got to come back and tell us more wonderful, positive news about your artistry, because we love hearing from you. And we want to say a bon week to all of our friends out there in the Middle East, and good night to all. Good night, Diane.
Good night, Gene.
You can always play the victim, feeling sorry for yourself. I learned from these experiences, put the trophies on the shelf. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade. You can take what life throws at you and let it turn you sour. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Make the most of every hour. What happens to us makes us who we are. Experience is good or bad. If you let the bad times drag you down, they'll slowly drive you mad. Seize all of life's opportunities.